What started back in 1984 with a display of only 14 trees inside a Treasure Valley warehouse has grown to become a major holiday extravaganza that has raised more than $5 million to improve health care here in our communities. I'm talking about the annual St. Alphonsus Festival of Trees. Every year, the festival kicks off with a gala on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and then the wonder and the magic open up to the public for the holiday weekend. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this are Gary and Angela Rainey. They are this year's Festival of Trees co-chairs, and Shelley Gorman, Oncology Service Line Director with St. Alphonsus. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So this is going into its 35th year of the festival. And for people who aren't aware of this, because we have a lot of people moving in, tell me a little bit about what the festival is. Maybe Gary or Angela, you can talk about that.
Well, the festival, as you said, opens from the public Wednesday through the following Sunday. It's an opportunity for families to come in and see. We'll have 83 trees this year, most of which are professionally decorated. Wander around and see the trees. The kids can come take photos with Santa. There's a talking tree. There's a virtual reality display. There's a train display. There's a logo display. There's just so many things to do. So people usually come in, spend 2 or 3 hours there. Just wandering around, and it puts people in the holiday spirit. And that's what I love about it. It's really the launch point for the holiday events for Treasure Valley.
You really do know that it's the holiday season when the Festival of Trees comes to town. And that is kind of part of the goal of it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We look at it not just as a fundraiser. This year, we're just thrilled to have cancer care. Mm-hmm. It's near and dear to our heart. But also that it's such a community event. People can come and enjoy, and we have the live performances every day that it's open to the public. People come back for years and years and years. Even photos with Santa, we love that. From the time that a child was 1 year old, they'll come in every single year and get the same photo and talk about how many years they've been coming. We just love that part of it.
Well, and my kids love that talking tree. They will sit in front of it for hours, and they try to figure out how it works, who's behind it. And I'm like, it's magic. It's magic,
Absolutely. Right?
And this year we have a North Pole Village. We've had that for years, mm-hmm. but it's kind of been revamped. And so one of the things I'd like to tell people is a little hint. So as soon as you come through the door, if you want to go see Santa,
go get that number.
Make sure you go get the number, and then they will text you when you're about 15 minutes out. So you can go and, you know, because sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard for kids to wait that long to see Santa.
It's hard for parents to wait that long.
That's right. But once they get into the North Pole Village, there's just so much to do they get in.
Is that new, Angela, with the texting? Because I learned the hard way a couple of years ago and didn't realize I had to get the number.
We started it last year, and it was a huge success. Right when you walk through the door, make a beeline back to the North Pole Village.
And Shelley, I want to bring you into the conversation because every year the proceeds go to a specific, department within St. Alphonsus. Before it's been, the breast cancer care. This year it's going to oncology, correct?
That's correct. It's actually going to our Boise infusion room. So we're doing an expansion and a remodel of our Boise infusion area. And just for the layperson, infusion room is where you would get chemotherapy or immunotherapy, any types of those treatments that require a port or an IV. And so it's a place where a lot of our patients spend a lot of time, as you can imagine. And so our facility is very nice. We give great care, but we're really limited in space, and it needs an update.
So as part of that, because I'm sure if you're limited in space, you can't see as many people. You're having staggered patients, things
right.
like that.
Right. Well, and so, I mean, we all know people. Cancer's touched all of mm-hmm. our lives. We all know people that we love and care about that have had cancer or cancer survivors or have passed from cancer. And so, we feel that those battling cancer really deserve to be treated in an area that's like a sanctuary. And so we feel like we really need to update that area. If there's a delay in care, you know, because there's no chairs available. Mm-hmm. We, you know, call them infusion bays or where we have the infusion chairs. And when there's a delay, not only is that difficult for the patient, but a lot of therapies really require quick start, especially our clinical drug trials program that we have. We have a very robust clinical mm-hmm. trials program. And the protocols require that you have infusions within a certain amount of time. So any delay really could make a person ineligible for a clinical trial.
And I don't think a lot of people, if you have not been touched by cancer, don't understand that, especially things like chemotherapy, you have to get them on certain days and things like that. So if you don't have the space, that could so affect the care.
It really can. And we have the space today, although it's tight, but we don't have the space for the future. I mean, when you look at the statistics for how many people are moving to the Valley on mm-hmm. a regular basis, and then you look at the age of the demographics, that cancer really is a disease of aging. And so each year the incident rate goes up by 2.5%. And so as the Valley grows, as people get older, as the cancer rates increase, we need space to take care of these patients. And again, to really do it in a place that respects them and upholds their dignity as individuals cares for the whole person.
So tell me a little bit about, I mean, of course, you're going to make it bigger because you said we have a growing population. But what are some of the things that will be, you know, added to this facility to really, as you said, make it a sanctuary? Because when you are going through something like this, you spend a lot of time.
Well, take a chair, for instance. So a chemotherapy chair is at least $5,000, if not more. And these are chairs that people sit in for 6 to 8 hours a day when they come for chemotherapy. And so to outfit, you know, a whole cancer unit with new chairs, I mean, that can very quickly reach $100,000 in no time. So, you know, that's one thing. So we're expanding, but we're adding new chairs, actually replacing all of our chairs. We believe it's important to take care of the family members as well. So right now, the furniture that we have isn't as comfortable for the family member. And so we want something more updated for them. We're adding virtual reality to our cancer center. And so there's been a lot of statistics and different studies done that show a correlation of reduction of pain and reducing anxiety when you use virtual reality as part of that. So that's one of the things that we want to add into it and have some headsets so that people can get away.
Right.
And really, you know, experiencing something other than their present reality, which is sitting in that chair, having these chemicals go through their veins.
Gary.
That's one of the things that's most exciting to me. Right now, we still have 18-inch tube televisions and VCRs.
And
they work.
Right.
But this is not only going to be able to upgrade that space, but the virtual reality is very exciting. It's really not that expensive. But to be able to help them pass the time and if people know what a patient goes through and what their family goes through, I'm just really excited about it. And, you know, Idaho's becoming a little bit of a leader in virtual reality area. So we'll be highlighting that at the Festival of Trees, too. You can come on down and experience virtual reality.
Oh, and I tell you, if you haven't seen that, I mean, especially, kids these days, they love it. And so, I mean, you know, I have a 10-year-old, and he puts that whole thing on, and the kids know how to do it, and they love it, and it takes them to a different space. So it's so interesting to see that correlation between cancer care and you know, and VR.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating. And getting back to the Festival of Trees, you get to go and do something fun with your family, but make such a difference in healthcare in our community.
Absolutely. That's the blend of it is come down, have fun, experience the trees, watch the live performances, however long you want to stay. You know, and as we were talking about photos with Santa, I mean, Saturdays, that's family day.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a 3-hour wait for photos with Santa, but we try to move them through. And during that 3 hours, you can easily spend that walking around, looking at the trees, experiencing all the different things at the festival. And the kids will be happy.
Well, and Angela, I know last year, like they had Legos, they had a whole toy train display. So there was a lot to do with the kids while you were waiting. So you'll have more of that this year.
Yeah, so we actually have. So the North Pole Village, which has all sorts of things going on there. But then a whole nother room when the center did the remodel, we have a whole new room now that has the trains, the interactive Lego. Kids just love it. And the parents can just leave them in there.
They walk around
and look at the beautiful trees and wreaths.
You also just had chairs around that area last year.
Yeah.
So you could just drink a coffee while your kids played Legos.
So I have to, can I make a pitch really fast?
Yes.
So early on, we were already sold out for the gala and for the fashion show, which most people don't in this community don't realize we have a fashion show. It's the very, very end. And it's phenomenal. It's so much fun. Anyway, so we were sold out in October. Well, we reconfigured the room to fit more tables. So now we opened up some tables. So for people that were told were sold out, please go to the website now. Yes, we have more tickets now for the fashion show. And the children's
theater, right?
They're going to be performing, and it's going to be just an amazing show.
Well, it is always such a great way to start the holiday season here in the Treasure Valley. So open to the public the day before Thanksgiving, correct, Wednesday?
Yes.
And on Thanksgiving Day, because some people don't realize that, through Sunday next week.
So we start a little later on Thanksgiving. So it's open from 10 in the morning until 9 at night every day except Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, we open at 2 in the afternoon. There's actually something dear to my heart that we do before that. And that is immunodepressed, so cancer patients who can't be around the public.
They get to go.
We privately allow them to come in and experience the festival.
That is lovely. I want to thank my guests today, Gary and Angela Rainey, co-chairs of the Festival of Trees, and Shelley Gorman with St. Al's. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.